Bobby? He forced his gaze up.
I'm hanging in there.
I thought you would call on Friday.
I know.
I read the paper and I was so sad. I was sad about what happened and how that must feel for you. All evening on Friday I'd thought you'd call. Then Saturday morning I thought to check your drawer. Imagine my surprise, Bobby, when I discovered it empty. His gaze went to the tower of coffee mugs, her eyes bored into his face. You've never been the most approachable man, Bobby. I used to tell myself that was part of your appeal. The strong, silent type. A regular macho man. Well, I'm not finding it very appealing anymore, Bobby. 2 years later, I deserve better than this shit. The unexpected curse startled Bobby into looking at her again. Slowly, she nodded. Yes, I swear. Sometimes I even break things when I get mad. In fact, in the past 2 days, I've broken quite a few things. It gave me something to do before the investigators came. Bobby raised his coffee mug. Christ, his hand was shaking. Is that why you finally called, Bobby? Not out of concern for me, but because of curiosity over what the investigators said?
Both.
Fuck you! Her control disintegrated. She was nearly crying now, pushing at her eyes with the heels of her hands, trying desperately not to make a scene in public, but failing.
I was wrong to walk out on you on Friday, he offered awkwardly.
No kidding.
It wasn't something I planned. I woke up, I looked around, I panicked.
Did you think I couldn't take it? Is that what this is about?
I thought...
He frowned, not sure how to put it in words.
I thought you deserved better than this.
What a crock of shit! Whatever he'd just said, it was the wrong thing, because now she was shaking with rage. She let go of her coffee mug and stabbed a finger at him instead. Don't you put this on me! Don't you get all high and noble Neanderthal male just trying to protect his little woman? That's bullshit! You ran away, Bobby! You never even gave me a chance! The going got rough and you split, plain and simple. Bobby's own temper started to rise.
Well, excuse me. Next time I've just shot a man, I'll be sure to put your feelings first.
I cared about you.
I cared about you, too.
Then why are we sitting here yelling at each other?
Because that's all we have left.